JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities acquires new software to improve services to its clients. And later we bring you facts about autism. Let's go Roundabout JA.
Hey, Uma, how are you doing inside here, sir?
Please, me can't manage no more.
Hey, you know so much customer there.
Just memorize yourself, because no, please.
You know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking, and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
The Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, JCPD, has acquired new software to improve services to its blind and visually impaired clients, as well as to help staff members complete job functions. The council received two software packages in March, Job Access with Speech, JAWS, and MAGIC, under the recently completed Caribbean Community CARICOM Trade and Competitiveness Project. This will assist persons to access online information on the CARICOM Single Market and Economy, CSME, through the CARICOM and CSME websites, as well as Word and PowerPoint documents. JAWS is a screen reader that converts text and components of the Windows operating system into electronically produced speech for the blind, while MAGIC is a screen magnification and reading solution for the visually impaired. Executive Director of the JCPD, Christine Hendricks, says the council is grateful to CARICOM for the software, as it will help the agency's staff and clients to carry out their tasks.
The Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities is very, very pleased to be the organization that can showcase best practices for other employers and places of employment in terms of some of the software that are necessary for the independent functioning of our clients, particularly our staff.
Mrs. Hendricks adds that the software is already improving operations at the JCPD, noting that it is helping to cut manpower, as staff members can operate with a little more independence. Under Goal 1 of Vision 2030, the outcome of effective social protection centers on safeguarding the most vulnerable among us, like our citizens with disabilities. This is integral to the plan. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more about what the country is doing for you.
JCDC and the Tourism Enhancement Fund present Jamaica Made, the main audience day's experience of the 2016 Jamaica Visual Arts Exhibition. Jamaica Conference Center, April 24, exhibition launch, April 29, schools arts day out, May 8, award ceremony. Enjoy the exhibition free, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. View and vote for the best Jamaican art pieces. Participate in the public mural and make it and share it project and much more. Visit www.jcdc.gov.jm for further details.
Tax Administration Jamaica is working to serve you even better. Have you used the upgraded electronic service RAISE 2? Through this online platform, you can check statement balances, start the application process for a taxpayer registration number, file income tax returns, and much more. No lines, no hassle. It's just a click away. Log on to jamaicatax.gov.jm or call 1-888-TAX-HELP for details. Use RAISE 2 and experience the upgrade.
Before we go, the Jamaica Autism Support Association will host a free concert at Emancipation Park on Saturday, April 30, featuring talented children living with autism and other disabilities. Be sure to come out and light it up blue in support of those living with the condition. Facts about autism is brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that brings us to the end of today's program. Thanks so much for listening. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.